Hello, and welcome to True Crime Sleep Stories, where the world's mysteries unfold into the stars, guiding you gently toward rest. Before we begin, I'd like to remind you that CrimeCon is coming up this September 5th through the 7th in Denver, Colorado. You can join me there on Podcast Row and get 10% off your tickets by using my special code at checkout. Use code BRINK, that's B-R-I-N-K, and I'll see you there. Tonight, we wander into the heart of a winter night in Canton, Massachusetts, where snow falls softly and a story lingers in the air. This is the tale of Karen Reed and John O'Keefe, a love touched by joy and shadowed by questions, a mystery that hums like a distant lullaby. Here, in this safe space, we tell stories to soothe, to wrap you in calm as you drift toward sleep. This case, more recent than our usual tales, carries the weight of human hearts, but will hold it lightly, like snowflakes in your palm. Let go of the day's worries, dear listener. Picture a town blanketed in white, where streetlights glow through the frost and the world is hushed. Breathe deeply. Feel the softness of your blankets, and let this story carry you into a peaceful slumber. Imagine yourself walking through Canton's quiet streets, the snow crunching softly underfoot, the stars above winking through the cold. This is where our story begins, in a place where winter holds the world in its gentle embrace. Close your eyes and let the night unfold. In the small town of Canton, Massachusetts, winter paints the world in shades of white and silver. It's late January 2022, and the air is crisp, the kind of cold that makes your breath dance in clouds. The houses along the streets stand warm and steady, their windows glowing like lanterns against the snow. In one such home, a couple, Karen Reed and John O'Keefe, share a life woven with ordinary moments. Laughter over morning coffee, quiet evenings with family, and dreams that stretch toward the horizon. Karen, with her thoughtful gaze, is a woman of numbers and ideas. A financial analyst and professor, she moves through life with a quiet determination, her mind sharp, her heart open. John, a Boston police officer of 16 years, carries a different kind of strength. His broad shoulders and steady voice bring comfort to those around him, but his truest joy lies in his role as a guardian. After the loss of his sister, John has raised his niece and nephew with a love that fills the spaces grief left behind. Together, Karen and John have built a relationship that, like the winter wind, holds both warmth and chill. For 2 years, they've shared a home, their days a tapestry of love, arguments, and the small, precious routines of life. On the night of January 28th, 2022, the town is wrapped in a fresh layer of snow. Karen and John decide to join friends for an evening out, seeking the comfort of laughter and light. They drive through Canton's quiet streets, the tires of their car humming softly against the snow-dusted roads. Their first stop is C.F. McCarthy's, a local bar where the clink of glasses and the murmur of voices fill the air. The room is warm, the kind of place where stories are shared over pints, and the cold outside feels far away. Karen and John blend into the crowd, their faces lit by the soft glow of neon signs. As the evening unfolds, they move to another spot, the Waterfall Bar and Grill, where the energy is lively, the music a gentle pulse beneath the chatter. Snow continues to fall outside, blanketing the town in silence. Around midnight, a plan forms, a gathering at the home of Brian Albert, a fellow police officer and friend. The group is invited to 34 Fairview Road, a house tucked into a quiet corner of Canton, its windows promising warmth against the winter chill. Karen drives John in her black Lexus SUV, the headlights cutting through the snowy darkness. The streets are still, the world hushed under the weight of the storm. They arrive at Fairview Road, where the Albert home stands, its lights soft and inviting. It's around 12:45 a.m. when John steps out of the car, his coat pulled tight against the cold. His breath hangs in the air, a fleeting cloud in the night. Karen watches him for a moment, perhaps expecting him to turn and wave, but the snow seems to swallow the moment. She drives away, back to John's home on Meadows Avenue, where she's staying for the night. The hours slip by, quiet and unnoticed. Snow falls steadily, covering footprints, softening the edges of the world. Inside the Albert home, the gathering continues, voices and laughter muffled by the walls. Outside, the night is silent, save for the whisper of falling snow. But as dawn approaches, a thread of worry begins to tug at Karen's heart. John hasn't returned, his phone unanswered, his presence missing from the quiet house. By 5 a.m., the worry grows heavier. Karen reaches out to friends, her voice soft but urgent. She drives through the snowy streets, joined by two women who share her concern, Jennifer McCabe and Carrie Roberts. The sky is still dark, the town wrapped in the deep hush of winter. They return to Fairview Road, their headlights sweeping over the snowbanks. And there, near the edge of Brian Albert's property, they see a shape in the snow. It's John, lying still, his body cold against the frozen ground. Karen's breath catches, her hands trembling as she kneels beside him, brushing snow from his face. "John, please," she whispers, her voice breaking in the quiet. She calls out to her friends, her words tumbling in panic. "I hit him," she says to first responders, her voice raw with fear, though later she'll say she doesn't recall those words. The ambulance arrives, its lights pulsing softly against the dawn, but John cannot be saved. At Good Samaritan Medical Center, he is pronounced dead, his life slipping away like snow melting in the sun. The town of Canton wakes to a ripple of sorrow. John, a man who served his community, who loved his family with a quiet fierceness, is gone. Questions begin to gather, soft at first, then persistent. What happened in those silent hours between midnight and morning? The police weave one story, their voices steady but firm. They say Karen, impaired by alcohol and caught in a moment of anger, backed her SUV into John, striking him and leaving him in the snow. They point to evidence, a broken taillight on Karen's car, fragments found near John's body, data from her SUV showing a reverse maneuver, blood alcohol levels above the legal limit, and those words, "I hit him," spoken in the dawn's panic. But Karen tells a different tale, her voice soft yet resolute. She says she dropped John off at the Albert home, believing he was safe inside with friends. She drove away, she says, and went to bed, expecting to see him in the morning. Her lawyers spin a thread of doubt, suggesting John entered the house that night. Perhaps a fight broke out, or an accident occurred. Something that left John outside, his body in the snow. They point to scratches on his arm, possibly bites from a dog in the Albert home. They question the investigation, noting that Brian Albert, a police officer, was never searched, his house untouched by investigators. The evidence is like the snow itself, soft, shifting, hard to grasp. A taillight in pieces, scattered across the ground. A phone with voicemails from Karen, her voice heavy with frustration from earlier arguments. A video from the bar showing Karen and John together, their faces unreadable. A snowplow driver who passed Fairview Road, seeing nothing in the dark. And John's body, with injuries that tell no clear story. Bruises, cuts, but no broken bones, no certain cause. The town divides, its heart torn between grief and doubt. Some wear pink shirts in support of Karen, believing her a victim of a rushed judgment. Others stand with John's family, seeking justice for a man who gave so much. The case moves to trial in 2024, a courtroom filled with whispers and waiting. Jurors listen, their faces still as evidence unfolds like a slow river. But the questions are too many, the answers too few. A mistrial is declared, the mystery unresolved. In June 2025, a second trial brings a verdict. Karen is found not guilty of murder, not guilty of manslaughter. The weight of those charges lifts, but a smaller shadow remains. A conviction for driving under the influence. A thread of accountability in a tangled story. She is sentenced to probation, her life forever marked by that winter night. The O'Keefe family, their hearts heavy, leave the courtroom, their love for John, a quiet flame that never fades. And still, the snow falls in Canton, covering the streets, the houses, the memories. Was it a moment of rage, a tragic accident, or something hidden in the shadows of that quiet house? The truth, like the snow, is soft and elusive, slipping through our fingers. For now, the mystery rests, a gentle whisper in the heart of a sleeping town. The stars above shine softly, the world grows still, and the story fades into the night. The tale of Karen and John melts away, like snow under a warm spring sun. Let the questions drift. Let your heart grow light. You're safe here, wrapped in the calm of this moment, the world outside far away. Breathe deeply. Feel the softness of your pillow, the gentle rise and fall of your chest. The winter night has told its story, and now it's time to rest. Thank you for joining us for this episode of True Crime Sleep Stories, where mysteries become lullabies. If you enjoyed this story, please like and subscribe. Until we meet again, dream of quiet towns, of snow falling softly, and of peace that holds you close. Good night and sleep tight.